Montane Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker.
For immediate delivery on class-leading Kia vehicles.
Tyre Power. Think safety this December. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Summer breakfast with Miles Fitzner and Bryce Gibbs. I'm better than
ever. Welcome back. SNSA's Summer Breakfast, powered by Lumo Energy SA, and all thanks to Tyre Power. The buying power puts the power in your lane. Pat Cummins out of the test match today. Scott Boland in. We'll chat that later with Ian Bishop, Peter Siddle, Alex Carey, and Jared Waitley, of course, all the cricket to come. Just want to recap a little bit on the foosball. It's what Jeff Walsh had to say on the Max King injury on the run home.
It's going to require reconstruction. So, yeah, that's a long time on the sidelines in terms of, you know, by the time he rehabs and full recovery, back to full training. You know, it's a 16 to 20-week process, really.
You'd be hard-pressed being just 16 to 20 weeks, wouldn't you?
Well, you need everything to go right, too. So, obviously, there's always... what's the word I'm looking for? You can get an infection straight after surgery. There's a chance, a percentage, that the surgery can actually go not to plan. So, that's just the first thing. Then, if he's a quick healer, rehab, as Walshy said there, you need everything to go well. And even, I had nearly a full reco this year on my shoulder, and I'm still having, it's still pretty blocked and pretty sore and pretty stiff at times. So, I mean, in AFL land, you'll be rehabbing it and getting treatment on it 24/7. So that does speed the process up a little bit. But, if you don't do it right and do it diligently, these things can hang around for a long time.
He's young, though. I mean, you're in your late 30s and he's in his early 20s.
It certainly helps. There's no doubt about that.
No bite there, or late 30s? No bite there, or?
I'm still feeling fresh.
Here's what I want you to take. I said you're in your late 30s. No bite.
No.
Nothing from you.
No, I know I'm washed up, but that's all right. That's all right.
Could be, my back.
You're not the first of, you just told me that.
The first host that sat in this chair to call you washed up. Couldn't get any more washed up than the bloke that used to sit here. Yes. Yeah. We called him Pasties Prime. Yeah, that's what we called
him. His calf running on a treadmill.
He wouldn't do it. He'd do it tripping on his Birkenstocks and socks that he'd roll in here with. Hey, we love you, though, Hazy. He'd be listening, too.
He would not be listening.
I bet you he would be. Hey, I want to play this. This is an interesting take. This is Kane last night on SEN Sports Day with Jared Healy and a replacement for St Kilda. Wait for this.
I've got a task for one coach, Jared, and that is to get on the phone and get Josh Kennedy out of retirement. That coach is Ross Lyon, and St Kilda need to get Josh Kennedy out of retirement.
Well, you got your choice of two, Josh. You can go for the Sydney one or you can go for the West Coast. But obviously,
they need the goal-kicking one. Yeah. They need the goal-kicking one, Jared. You sold him a really good wage, the prospect of a job after football. You say, we'll play 12 to 15 games again this year. We'll manage you. The Saints can't afford to miss the final. So,
your take?
My initial reaction is it's actually not a silly idea. And... If Josh Kennedy thinks he's still got some footy left in him, there's no doubt about that. But I think it was the right time for him to retire at West Coast. And if he's still got the fire in the belly, he's like Tom Hawkins. He's professional. If his body's still in good nick, he could still get a kick for the next year or two. There's no doubt about that.
We'd get a kick at St Kilda.
And if he wanted, as Kane said, if he wanted to have a coaching pathway in the future, there's no reason why he couldn't grind out another year or two doing it. In saying that, we don't know where he's at. He's obviously living back in Perth. He's got a young family. He's probably well and truly settled down now. So if he's keen, what's the harm in asking the question? Putting the feelers out to his manager or to him directly and just asking the question. If he says no, well, you're not going to be any worse off.
Well, Kane went on to say, just before we jump to a break, that that St Kilda, because they've obviously got rid of Brett Ratten, I mean, they're chips in. Like, really. You're not sacking, they're sacking a coach because they think that they should have done a lot better. So they still believe that their list, that they are finals bound and competitive. So they've got to do something because you lose your forward for... There's no way he's back by round six. No way.
Yeah, I'd think he'd be pushing it by then. Yep.
And then you can be zipping five, season nearly done.
And won't they come for him too?
And they will.
They will. No doubt about it.
Ross, can you imagine the press conferences with Ross Lyon? Yeah, well, we're working through a process and, you know, we've got to do these sort of things. And it's going to take a little bit of time. You're just going to be patient. It's going to take a bit of time.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Did you like my Ross Lyon impersonation?
A bit of work to do, but I'll give it to you.
Let's go to a break. Oh, thanks to Morn Team. Everybody's talking about Morn Team at Kia and Corner Ross Lyon.
Back in a moment.